Okay, I hope everybody had a wonderful day. And as we move into Tu B'Av, beginning tonight, we're very conscious of the Maimer Chazal, Yomim Tovim Usmeichem Liyisrael, Yom HaKippurim V'Tu B'Av, reversing many of the pathologies that we experienced on Tisha B'Av. So begin the fourth parak of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Just as by way of overview and background, we're going to see a Takana Zeichel Mikdash, and that will lead to a broader discussion of the Takanos that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted, that people should remember the way that things were handled during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rav would always draw a distinction between Zeichel and Mikdash, remember things that took place in the Mikdash, also Zeichel L'Churban, we just went through Tisha B'Av, to experience the destruction, Efer Makal, Rashi Chasanim, putting ashes, the Makom Tefillin of Chasanim. So we'll begin today with the Zeichel Mikdash. Yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. So we experienced that many times. B'Mikdash Hayutokin of Alo B'Medina. Right, this is what we call the Gzeira D'Rabba. Shema Yavirenu Arba Amos B'Shas Harabim. We're concerned about a violation of Shabbos. As great a mitzvah as Tkiyah Shofar is, right, Lishmoa Kol Shofar, Mala Zichroneinu Lefanav. Right, it's literally critical for the whole year, and yet Chilul Shabbos, plays second fiddle to no one. So in the Beis HaMikdash, we have a din of Ein Shvos B'Mikdash. We don't make these kinds of Gzeiros D'Rabban in the Beis HaMikdash. And part of that, as we'll see, is the idea that the Sanhedrin was there, so there's very little concern that people are going to come to violate a din D'Raisa. But outside of the Beis HaMikdash, which we'll define in just a moment, it's machlokas between the Rambam and the others. So there's concern that people will be so excited about shofar that they'll violate Shabbos. So the definition here of avaloba medina, as I just alluded to, is subject to a machlokas harishonim. A rov rishonim say, meaning anywhere outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam holds that Yerushalayim is all Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. We actually discussed this in terms of the Rav's position on recitation of Nachem Bisman Hazeh. Many of the modern poskim discuss, how can you say Ha'ir HaBezuya HaShefela HaChareva Avela Mibli Baneha? There are, thank God, hundreds of thousands of Jews in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh. So the Rav said it's very simple. It's based on the idea that Yerushalayim is the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's one and the same. That's why the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaShechina, ain't a betel liolam, despite the fact that the sanctity that was invested in all of Israel, Kedusha Rishona Kitchel Shaita, Vilo Kitchel Asid level. So he says, Avalo B'Medina is outside of Yerushalayim. Yishachara Beis HaMikdash, Shiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Shutokin B'chol Malkom Sheish Bo Bezdin. That any place there was a Bezdin, even if it was an ad hoc Bezdin, that you could blow the shofar there by the very same rationale, in a certain sense, that the Ein Shvos B'Mikdash, just like the Sanhedrin HaGdolah used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So if there's any Bezdin, people are going to be inspired by the Talmidei Chachamim. They're not going to have a kind of a hisrashlus and carry a shofar around Dalet Amos B'Rishos HaRabim. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, there's a machlokes, Lo Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai LeBiyavna Bilvad. Right, they only made the Takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the Takana in Yavna. Yavna, we can't say it was the new Yerushalayim, but Tamli Yavna v'Chachamela, it had the Sanhedrin Agdola, but we wouldn't risk blowing the shofar anywhere else. Then you can have a third sheet to Amrlo, Echad Yavna v'Echad Kol Makom Shiyesh Bo Bezdin, meaning a Bezdin Kavua. There are three sheetos in the Tanoim, if there's any Bezdin, even an ad hoc Bezdin, only Yavna, because Yavna is a place where the Sanhedrin was, or any Bezdin Kavua, any place that formally has a Bezdin. Again, the Svara being that Bezdin is reason, like the Kohanim was reason in the Beis HaMikdash, like the Sanhedrin was in Lishkas HaGazis in the Beis HaMikdash, so we don't have to defer the mitzvah of shofar. In Mishnah Beis, V'od Zos, Haisa Yerushalayim Yisrael Al Yavna. That's why you always have to know what the Gemara says. Od Zos, what's the Od Zos? So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains that Od Zos, that in Yerushalayim, Bivinyana, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, so you could blow anywhere. Lo Bifnei Habayis also. Again, that's like a raya for the Rambam, that Yerushalayim had a certain status, that everything radiates out from the Beis HaMikdash, and it goes out through the city, and as we'll see, even beyond. But in Yavna, it would only be Bifnei Bezdin, when the Bezdin is actually sitting there, because there's no chalos, there's no special kedusha to Yavna. Yavna is just a location where the Sanhedrin happened to be. There's no status to Yavna. Yerushalayim had a status, as we said before, especially the Shitas HaRambam, the Kedushas HaMikdash. So, Od Zos HaYisei Yerushalayim Yisrael Yavna. So in addition to the fact that in Yerushalayim you could be Tokeya B'Shofar B'Shabbos Bein Bifnei Bezdin Bein Shalom Bifnei Bezdin, Shekol Ir Shiro V'Shomasu Krova V'Yechol Lavo Token Uviyavna Lohayu Token Ela B'Bezdin Bilvad. So Yerushalayim, as we said, it sort of rolls out from there, right? Mitzion Teitzei Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So any city which was close by to Yerushalayim was sort of swept up within Yerushalayim. They could come. And so you say that it's Roa, which means that it can't be in a valley, but Shomas, as opposed to on the top of a mountain, Ukirova, meaning within there's no like a river that blocks it off, V'yichol Lavo, it's within the Tchum, so then they could also come to Yerushalayim and experience Tkiya Shofar there, even on Shabbos. Of course, even though this is very much on the book, so we don't have this today, our practice is, Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, believe it or not, I mean, we really suspend the mitzvah d'Araisa of Tkiya Shofar. It's true that we have a Yom HaRichta, we have the second day, but let's be honest, it's hardly the same, but that's a great instantiation of the idea of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Taseh. This is the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. We talked about Kevan Zikaron Ko'asi Kibifnim Dami, that if you're standing with the shofar in Timbuktu or on Neptune or Uranus, it's as if you're standing in the Kadshe Kadashim because you're Lifnai V'Lifnim with the shofar, which is Mala Zechronenu Lefanav, and yet we're willing to suspend the mitzvah of shofar to protect Shabbos. It's the way that I like to say it, paraphrasing Reb Chaim, it's not a kula in shofar, it's a chumrah in Kedushas Shabbos. Rabbi Chananim, in a kashmir,